Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Ideally, the Catholic life is in its fullness, a life of some degree of contemplation and consideration, which is why the enemy loves to create a dynamic of noise and chaos, preventing people from actually stopping and thinking and considering. Think of how Christmas itself is morphed into a frenzied state of manic consumerism. People feel obligated to buy a gift. At least that's how the retailers want to present it. And so everybody is desperate in trying to prepare for this day, which will never ever deliver on what they wanted to deliver on, because it is not being celebrated in the right way with the right intention. Therefore, we have to give witness, as the shepherds did, to the truth of the matter. And the shepherds would give witness by virtue first of actions of faith. That is to say, when the angels appeared to them, the angels were the first to see the birth of the Savior. And so the angels are jubilant at what God has done, how God is now man and man can be reconciled to God. So they go to the shepherds. And the shepherds see and hear what the angels say, and they could very easily have just simply sat around and did nothing and debated whether or not they should believe the angels or not, debated whether or not this was real or not. But instead, because they're given the gift of faith, as soon as the angels return to heaven, they make their way immediately out of the fields and into the city of Bethlehem, where they find the Savior just as the angels had described, along with the Blessed Mother, Mary Most Holy, and Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse. And then they encounter this reality with Christ, and it changes them. No longer are they simply keeping watch, but they're actually going out and telling everyone about the Christ, the truth of Christ, the true Christ, that God is now man, and the opportunity of salvation is at hand. Remember, for Catholics, Christmas will not end on December the 26th. We have 8 days, the Christmas octave. And then we proceed in the Christmas cycle. The season continues, technically all the way until February, with the Feast of the Presentation in the old form, traditional form, or earlier on with the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord in the ordinary form. Most people will be disappointed by Christmas because they make it a one-day thing, and it's all about that tearing open of presents. But for us, it must be different. And therefore, the Church calls us to continue to celebrate Christmas beyond the appointed time of the retailers, beyond the appointed time of the secularists, but a time that is worthy of our Lord and worthy of the great gift he has given us. The whole point of buying gifts is to imitate God, who gave us the great gift of his Son. And of course, to teach your children to be generous, to offer themselves and to make sacrifices themselves. Whatever the case, today will be your opportunity to cooperate with the manifold graces God sends and be like the shepherds, not simply talking about anything and everything. Now that you have seen that the Savior has come, now that you will see the reason for our hope, the reason for our joy, the reality of the one true sacrifice of Christ being represented on the altar for our salvation, now you will see, and therefore you should be like the shepherds, not speaking of just anything, but speaking of the Christ, telling others of the Christ, contemplating the Christ throughout this day, and whatever you do, because it's supposed to be about him, not about us. That's what gives meaning to all of our socializing, all of our family life. It's always cemented by Christ. Because without the love of Christ, seen most perfectly, we're just a bunch of concupiscent, self-centered individuals because of the fall. But with the help of Christ and his manifold graces, we can die to ourselves and live not simply seeking the good for the other, but seeking what is best for the other. and the best for the other is life in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.